This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us.
Furthermore, the Port Douglas branch is now excited to announce its brand new location at the Saltwater Building, Shop 9, 26 to 30 Macrossan Street.
Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's that time of the week when we talk to Richard Pascoe. Oh, it's like Groundhog Day, isn't it, when you talk to Richard? Because we talk to him every single week and he's chock full of goodies as far as the cyber world is concerned and tech things. Hello, Richard.
Had a few problems up in Queensland. Is everybody okay?
We're okay here. We had a little bit of a scare in Cairns, but of course we're okay with that and the person was vaccinated. But Sydney and Melbourne, oh dear, what a mess. 7-day lockdown in Victoria and poor old Sydney. When will it end?
Yeah, I was talking to a girl from a tech company in Sydney yesterday. And, you know, we did the bit that she wanted to tell me about. Then I said, and how are you coping? And she actually got quite emotional, Paul, because she said, you're the only person actually to ask me that in the last couple of weeks. And she said, I'm not doing well at all. So, you know, it's you've got to feel so sorry for, you know, Sydney and Melbourne when we go to these. I mean, we just got locked down for a week here in Adelaide, but I really worry for the future at the moment, Paul.
Yes, I think South Australia and Queensland doing pretty well, but my friends in Sydney think you'd probably feel the same way, and a lot of people listening to this podcast, you're kind of COVID battle weary, aren't you?
Oh, very COVID battle weary. It just really concerns me, you know, the amount of money that businesses are losing. We will all pay for this for a very, very long time. Yep, we've got to support businesses as best we can. But there comes a time when, you know, money's going to run out. And, you know, unless we get this thing under control very, very quickly, I'm really worried for the future, and it's got to weigh upon us, and that, you know, our kids will be paying this off into the future.
Yes, and it would have affected you too, with because you usually go out and fixing computers and phones and all that sort of stuff. So you would have felt it hard as well.
I did. I dropped a whole week's worth of work, but you know, I feel sorry for the businesses that don't have some cash in backup to keep going for this.
Okay, let's get into it because we've got some really interesting things to talk about today. And we'll start off with a couple of apps that needed to be removed from the App Store.
Apple and Google have done a good thing here. Apple, first of all, has removed an app called Unjected. I reckon you know what's coming here, Paul.
Maybe something about the anti-vaxxers?
So they advertised as like-minded people that support medical autonomy and free speech. It was essentially Tinder for anti-vaxxers on there. So we don't need this sort of dating service. They're putting absolute nonsense up there as the anti-vaxxers do. So Apple knocked that app on the head. Google have told them as well they've got 2 weeks to either change their app dramatically or they're going to get kicked off as well. So well done to Apple and Google about that. We don't need this sort of thing during our times. The other thing, Paul, that Google have done is they've changed in their Google Play Store, which is like the App Store on the iPhone. They've updated their policies to remove any references to sugar daddies on there.
Sugar daddies. Now, these would be the older blokes with lots of dough, and the women come along and they've got their little shovel, their golden shovel, and trying to gold dig.
Exactly right. So it was all about compensated sexual relationships as well on there. So, yeah, sugar daddies on there. So they've removed any reference to apps that facilitate any kind of sex work, including sugar dating as well. Sugar dating, I thought that was where you had a nice cake for morning tea, but yes.
Hey, what would be the opposite to a sugar daddy? Be a sugar mummy? Yeah.
A sugar mummy?
Sugar mummy.
A cougar.
But hang on a second. A cougar could be a poor cougar.
It could be too.
See, because if she's well-heeled, she'd be a sugar mummy. A sugar mummy.
I think I saw a well-heeled cougar once.
Did you? Oh, good. There's a few sugar mamas up here in this area. Not that I'm interested, because Marion and I yesterday, Friday, we celebrated our anniversary of meeting. We met in 1999.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really good.
Yes. So I'm her I'm her sort of sugar daddy, and she's my mama. I don't know what
to the people listening to this podcast, we've gone down a bit of a tangent here.
Yeah, all right. Okay, let's get back to it. Okay. Hey, Apple and Microsoft are not going broke anytime soon. What the profits they're making.
Exactly right. So Apple actually for 3 months, people, posted revenue of $81.4 billion. And net quarterly profit of $21.7 billion. Microsoft, it's a smaller company than Apple, they had revenues of $46.2 billion with a quarterly profit of $16.5 billion. Amazing figures, Paul, out there as well. You know, that's why Apple, I think it's a trillion-dollar company now. That's how big they are. Amazing figures. Wouldn't you like to go along and see if any money has dropped down the back of Tim Cook's couch?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, if he dropped a lazy couple of hundred, he wouldn't care on there as well. So, you know, the iPad, very interesting quarter as well. The iPad really is the go-to tablet out there. They sold 12.9 million iPads. They actually sold more iPads than Samsung, Lenovo and Apple did for the whole quarter.
Wow.
Combined. So the amazing figures on there as well. And the most popular smartphones in Australia were announced by Tim Cook as well, the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro.
Yes, and they're the phones you've got. Which one have you got?
I've got the 12 Pro. So it's a wonderful photo, wonderful camera in there as well. I took a trip up to Woomera, which is in the middle of nowhere on the weekend.
Yes, yes. Woomera, that's, did you fire your rocket?
Bit personal, Paul, but yes, as we move on from that.
No, but it used to be the rocket range up there.
Oh, it was, yeah, yes. No, we saw a few rockets go off in that time while we're up there.
Right. Excellent. Go on.
As well, so yes. But we took some video while I was up there, especially driving along.
Did you take a video of your rocket?
No, you don't. People, can I just say, don't take videos of your rocket.
Yes, because then it could go viral. Your rocket would be viral.
You'd have a rocket, a viral video on your hands, but you also might get in trouble.
So exactly. Yeah, you don't want to get into trouble at all. We're talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Now, Richard, being vaccinated, I can tell you that Marion and I got our second jab.
Well done.
Yes, at the Mossman Hospital there. And so we're fully vaccinated. And we have a little piece of paper, like a little passport, if you like, that says we're fully vaccinated. But how can you show that you are vaccinated?
Without carrying that piece of paper around, that's what we want as well. So, you know, we're putting so much on our smartphones now. If you're an Apple or Android, doesn't matter which one you're on, go over to their App Store or the Google Play Store, and you need to download what's called the Express Plus Medicare app.
Okay.
Now, for people listening to this podcast, all the details are up on my website right now, and we'll give you that address at the end. But once you download that app, they're going to want you to link it to your MyGov account, which proves it's actually you, because, you know, we can't have anybody just pretending they've been vaccinated on there as well. So once it's all linked between, so that's the Express Plus Medicare app and MyGov, it will show all of your vaccinations, including if you get the flu vaccine on there or for anything else you've been vaccinated against. We'll all come up on that app so you can go along to basically when we can travel again. So, yep, there's my vaccination certificates and I'm all up to date.
Yes, I'm just downloading it right now. It's called Express Plus Medicare, and then you link that, as you rightfully say, to your MyGov, and Bob's your uncle or Charlie's your aunt.
Yes. You remember you've got to add some information in there as well. I've already done it. So you're going to need your Medicare card. You're going to need to know dates of birth for people on your Medicare card. But work your way through it, people, so that you can show when you've been vaccinated. I actually get my second one next Tuesday, Paul.
Okay. And look, while we're at it, I just want to mention, you know, the anti-vaxxers, and I fight for their right to be able to, you know, to state how they feel about it medically. It's their body and they have the right to say, I don't want to be vaccinated. But I think those people will not be doing much travelling, Richard, because airlines like Qantas, Jetstar, Virgin, all of maybe many of the international carriers as well, there's no doubt they will bring in something that under their carrying of passengers rule, you've got to be vaccinated. So those anti-vaxxers, while they, you know, raise the old flag and say, we hate all these vaccinations and we don't want to have any, or our children, they're not going to travel, these people.
No, they're not. And, you know, they belong in a different, you know, it's awful to say, but, you know, I grew up in a time, I remember I had a couple kids in my class with calipers from polio at the time. So, you know, we don't have people with polio now. We don't have people with smallpox now. And there was a time there for all the anti-vaxxers when if you had to leave the country, you had to have the three injections, didn't you, Paul?
You did.
And it was put into your passport and there was no... It's my right not to get it. You know, I hate to say that you had to get it, no ifs or buts. But what's annoying me at the moment is about the anti-vaxxers is they wouldn't complain about no shirt, no service going into a pub and say that's against my human rights. I can stand at the bar without my shirt off.
Yep.
You know, as well. So, you know, got to speak out.
You do. Yes. You do. Yep. Now, listen, we move on. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, and I can't believe this. I just thought it was a misprint. Believe it or not, BlackBerry are still going to make another phone. Oh, the BlackBerry, Richard. Try to type on it. It was awful.
Oh, it was dreadful. 1990s calling and wants its phone back. It had a crappy tradition keyboard on there as well. We used to think it was great at the time. I didn't personally because I've got... Anybody with big fingers struggled with a BlackBerry. But they have announced that they're thinking about launching a 5G smartphone with BlackBerry's traditional physical keyboard.
Oh, no, please, please, please. This is. I put this in the same basket as bringing back the cassette.
Oh, yeah.
They both are absolutely terrible. The cassette all jammed up and you had to get, a pencil out.
Get your pencil out.
Yeah, pencil out to try to fix it and undo it. And now the BlackBerry. I can't believe it. Why would you want... Things have advanced so much. Why would you want the BlackBerry back?
I've got no idea, Paul. Barack Obama's probably very pleased about this as well. But, you know, they've launched a pre-commitment page. Nobody wants this thing. That's why it's the crap tech of the week.
That's right. And it is, of course, called the BlackBerry, which, of course, yes. President Obama was the first black president. I wonder if he liked the BlackBerry. Did he use a BlackBerry?
Oh, he did. He loved the BlackBerry.
How do you know that?
I remember all the publicity at the beginning when he wasn't going to give up his BlackBerry at all when he came into office.
Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, we move on. And we move on to what f***s us off. What f***s you off, Richard, this week?
Honkers.
Oh, now, see, they're the ladies that work in the bar, aren't they?
No, they're hooters, Paul.
Oh, the hooters. This is the honkers. What are the honkers?
Hang on.
Hong Kong, it used to be called honkers.
Yeah, they did. But these are the people that use their bloody horn on their car to force their way into traffic or sit behind you when they're not getting their way and try and push you into traffic. That's it. It's bloody annoying, Paul. You know what? You'll get there, people. Get your hand off the bloody horn. We don't need you doing it. You're putting undue pressure. You're causing traffic accidents as well. You don't live in New York City. New York City, I understand that as well.
Hey, listen, I can understand somebody giving a little honk honk, but the big honks when they sit on the honk.
I was trying to pull into traffic the other day and they had this bloke behind me. All he did was honk the horn and we're talking peak hour and he just wanted me to push my way in. That's not how it works. And if we're going down the road and you decide to turn into the road and you got your hand on the horn, which you think's your God-given right to go along and make sure you can turn in, bad luck, you can't. You've got to wait.
Yes, I agree.
Don't like honkers.
Well, I'm with you on the honkers. I really am. I tell you, and look, I may have covered this in a previous program way back, but it works in well with your honking, and that is the people who tailgate.
Oh, I don't think you've ever mentioned this, but yeah, it's good. Well, it's a good one, Paul.
Well, look, they sit up your ass. And then, and I can only use the word, they sit up your ass. That's what everybody says. And they, especially when they're in these very large four-wheel drive vehicles with the bull bars on the back, and all you're looking at in the rear vision mirror is the bull bar. I mean, these people don't realise that if you have to pull up, they're into the back of you, injuries to them, injuries to us, maybe even death. So I think tailgating is awful. They always want to go another 10 kilometres or 20 kilometres over the speed limit.
Yep, and if you want to have a bit of fun with them as well, what you do is if you haven't got your headlights on, turn your headlights on because I think you're braking. Watch them swerve all over the place. Laugh.
Yeah, we should not be promoting that sort of behaviour.
No, Uncle Paul and Uncle Richard don't want anybody to get hurt, so don't do it. We don't want accidents.
Now, that's it for this week. We've had an interesting show. It's been fantastic podcast. Tell us about your website and how people can get some great information there.
Head over to talktech.com.au. Remember, there's a couple of links up there to help you go along and download your Express Plus Medicare app, link it to MyGov, and then you can show when you've been vaccinated.
Fantastic, mate. Thank you so much. We'll check with you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.